Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. After a disappointing fourth-place finish in the New Hampshire primary this week, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is facing some tough questions about her road ahead. Chief among them, can her campaign regain its footing, and is there a viable path for her to win the Democratic presidential nomination? Joining us now to talk about this is WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, Bob.
So clearly a fourth place finish in New Hampshire, Anthony, earlier this week was disappointing for Warren, but does it doom her campaign?
No, I think it's too early to say that, but clearly it poses a big challenge for her. In politics, the narrative around your campaign is always important. At the moment, Bernie Sanders has built a narrative that he's the front runner. Pete Buttigieg, that he's the ascendant moderate. Amy Klobuchar, that she's riding this wave of momentum. But Warren's narrative right now is not good. She was a front runner, then lost that position. She had a disappointing finish in Iowa, and then an even worse finish in New Hampshire, of all places, the state right next door to her own. So clearly, she's been heading in the wrong direction. And that allows her critics to spin that narrative to their advantage. And here's an extreme example. Tucker Carlson on Fox News.
So officially, Elizabeth Warren's presidential campaign is still going. Nobody believes really it means anything. But one thing for certain, Warren is not running for president because she thinks she can become president because she can't.
Okay, Anthony, that's a view from Fox News. It isn't really surprising, I guess, that their spinning Warren's lost that way. But if you're Elizabeth Warren in the Warren campaign, how do you change that narrative?
Well, we know the Democrats are divided, and so she's casting herself as the candidate best positioned to unify them. Now, that may be a hard sell right now, but here she is Tuesday night in New Hampshire telling supporters that the campaign for the nomination has just begun and is still up for grabs.
And Americans in every part of the country are going to make their voices heard. That's right.
And Bob, she went on to say that her campaign is built for the long haul. And that reflects a Warren campaign strategy memo that we saw earlier this week, which argued that the road to the Democratic nomination is not paved with statewide winner-take-all victories. In other words, she won some delegates in Iowa, and there will be lots of opportunities for her to pick up more in the weeks ahead in such a fractured field.
So a lot of people are talking about how this might be a war of attrition in the fight among the Democrats for delegates. If it turns out that way, does her campaign have the resources for that?
Well, that's the big question. You could say that's the multimillion-dollar question. Warren has a huge campaign operation, a paid staff of more than 1,000 people spread out across 30 states. But the big question is, will she be able to keep raising the money to keep all that going? On the flip side, her campaign strategy memo argued that her opponents have deep flaws of their own. It said that Biden could be in free fall, Sanders has a ceiling to his support, and Buttigieg has only won in predominantly white states. So here's Michael Curry, the former head of the NAACP in Massachusetts. He's a Warren supporter who says because of those flaws, winning the nomination remains a long shot for everyone.
So the question becomes, who is it not a long shot for? And I don't know if we know that right now. So as long as there's ambiguity, there's uncertainty in the field, there's room for Senator Warren.
But Anthony, what about the contests that are coming up pretty soon? Any sense of where Warren stands in Nevada and South Carolina, which are right around the corner?
That's right. Well, the polling is mixed for her. According to the Real Clear Politics average, she's running third in Nevada and fourth in South Carolina behind Biden, Sanders, and billionaire Tom Steyer, who's been pouring tons of money into that state. So here's Gilda Cobb Hunter. She's a state rep from South Carolina who's actually advising Steyer, but she says it's way too soon to write off Warren.
There's a lot of goodwill and support for Senator Warren here. I would advise Senator Warren to not give up on her game based on two states that are not even close to being representative of the voting population in this country.
And Bob, one more voice to hear from. I talked to former Congressman Barney Frank, who makes a similar point about all of this.
It is a great flaw in our Democratic small-d process. If New Hampshire and Iowa determine the race in any significant way, we are talking about thousands of votes. in a country of hundreds of millions.
But Bob, on Tuesday night in New Hampshire, Warren called the road ahead an uphill battle. And there's no doubt that finishing fourth there made that a lot steeper.
Well, it is, as you say, Anthony, a long road ahead. And I'm glad you'll be covering it for us. Appreciate that. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, thanks.
Hey, thank you, Bob.